الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل وإن كان رجل يورث كلالة أو امرأة وله أخ أو أخت فلكل واحد منهما السدس فإن كانوا أكثر من ذلك فهم شركاء في الثلث من بعد وصية يوصى بها أو دين غير مضار وصية من الله الله عليم حليم تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, thus far we've spoken about the laws of inheritance pertaining to what the children and parents will inherit when the deceased, when somebody passes away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about what the children will inherit, then the parents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the rights, the huquq of husband and wife from walakum nisfu onwards, what they will inherit from the deceased. In this part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a specific scenario, a specific situation. And this is where, when a person passes away and supposedly he leaves behind no ascendants, no descendants. So he doesn't have a father, a mother, he doesn't have children, sons or daughters. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from here we understand, that now, thus far we've spoken about children, we've spoken about husband and wife, we haven't yet spoken about brothers or sisters. From here we understand, in the presence of children, in the presence of parents, your brothers and sisters will not inherit from you if you have to pass away. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that specific situation now where a person passes away and he leaves behind no ascendants, no descendants. Now he has brothers and sisters. Will they inherit from him? Yes, they will inherit from him. But here Allah is talking about a specific situation where this person leaves behind brothers and sisters who are considered as uterine brothers and sisters who share the same mother and not the same father. With regards to the ruling of consanguine brothers and sisters, if a person has to pass away and leaves behind a brother or sister who shares the same father, or let's say real brother or sister, or a brother or sister who shares the same father, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that right at the ending of the surah. Why Allah doesn't bring that here in this place while discussing ilmul fara'id, the laws pertaining to inheritance, because Allah doesn't want us to misunderstand the situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talks of a specific situation, and in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies the entire matter, that is probably the last few verses before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the surah. So Allah says here, if a person passes away, and here he leaves behind no ascendants, no descendants, وَلَهُ أَخٌ أَوْ أُخْتٌ, maybe he has a brother or sister who shares the same mother. فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسِ, each one of them will take back one-sixth. They will take back one-sixth of the estate. فَإِنْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, from here we understand, when we say one-sixth, we can see, وَلَهُ أَخٌ, this is a male, he has a brother, but this brother is not getting more than his sister. So supposedly he has one brother, or he has one sister only. So the one brother will get one-sixth. Now let's say there's no brother, there's just one sister, the one sister will also get one-sixth. But if there are more than that, two brothers, two sisters, three brothers, three sisters, فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي ثُلُثٍ, then they all will share in one-third. Here there's no preference that's given here to the brothers by saying that لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, like how when we spoke of the rights of the children, we said there, the sons will get double the share of a woman. They will get double the share of the daughters. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are all equal. They will all share in that one-third. And again, this entire distribution of the estate will take place when? After wasiyah, and after we settle all the debts. Wasiyatan min Allah. Allah says, take this as my... Allah has enjoined this upon us. So take this as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's law. Wallahu alimun halim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable. Allah is halim. a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these sifat. Allah is knowledgeable because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best the rightful inheritors, what should they inherit, etc. This is not up to us to decide that who inherits what, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge for it. And look, previously we see Wallahu alimun, or in the last verse Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is also wise in whatever He does. Nobody questions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and hikmah behind the allocation of the estate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever obeys Allah and who obeys Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يُدَخِلْهُ جَنَّاتِ. Allah will admit him into jannat, into gardens. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Allah will admit him into gardens at the bottom of which rivers flow, and they will remain therein forever. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, that is the supreme success. But if on the other hand you disobey Allah, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whoever disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, and they, whoever trespasses them and goes beyond the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُدَخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah will admit him into Jahannam and he will remain therein forever. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah says, for him will be a humiliating punishment, one of abasement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the azab. Wa akhir da'wana.